Karen Sanchez, and you're listening to Data, De Aquí y De Allá, a weekly podcast where individuals championing our communities become a collective of healing through storytelling, a true team effort. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll continue to tune in. I am incredibly excited about today's guest, and to tell you that my heart belongs to her. My heart totally belongs to her because the way to my heart is through food, and she makes some amazing food. My guest today is Ms. Ruth Sandoval. Her pronouns are she, her, and ella, and she is the owner of Delmi's Pupusas. Ruth, welcome to Data.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. Such a pleasure. Such an honor
being here. I'm so happy to have you on. You are such a sweetheart. And I'll let the listeners know how we met. I think it was almost 7 years ago now that I went to the Echo Park Farmers Market, and then I saw your stand. And as my relationship with your food developed, I started asking more questions. I'm like, who's who? What's happening? I want to know the entire story. And then I got to meet you, and you're such an amazing, wonderful person that between the deliciousness of your pupusas and the deliciousness of your personality, I was like, how is this even possible?
Thank you.
So I want to know, Ruth, can you tell the audience what your connection to El Salvador is?
Oh my God. You know, the connection is everything. It's my culture. Las pupusas, you know, the food, it just, you know, bringing a part, traer un poquito, you know, bring a little bit from my country to over here. Yeah, I was born there, and I was there until I was 8 years old.
And then you came right to Los Angeles, right, after that?
Yes. Actually, after, you know, when I was eight, I actually crossed the border and to come to this country. And I actually came to this country. I remember that I actually lost my shoes because I had to run. And I came to this country barefooted. And I even have like a picture when I, like my family members, when I came, like they took a picture of me when I came to this country. And I'm barefooted with a box of shoes in my hands.
Yeah, I remember you shared that story with me a while back, and I was like, the journey to get here for all of us is so different, but having that connection of moving from our homeland to here for the search of better opportunities is such a story that resonates with so many different people. And I just love your story because you've been able to build this business that is so wonderful because it invites people to our culture, our food. And I think that's really important because pupusas have really grown in popularity, I think, in the last 10 years, more so than ever. Can you tell us a little bit of how you started Delmi's Pupusas and who Delmi is?
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's an honor when people call me Delmi. Delmi is actually my mom. We started back in, you know, 1996. We were studying at first, you know, like, I mean, in a park. We will sit in a park, in a grocery park. You know, we started in a park selling elotes and mangos pelados, you know, and chips and stuff. And then so good. And then we started selling them on the street, you know, that raspados and the jaleas and the elote. But then we find out about the farmer's market, and it happened that there was no pupusas at the farmer's market. So we really wanted to, you know, take our culture, a little piece of my country, and show people, you know, what it was and how good it was. And I wanted to introduce them to them. So my mom found out about the farmer's market back then. And she talked to the manager at Hollywood Farmer's Market. It's a CLA, is the company. And then we took them a pupusa. We told them what it was. And we told them we wanted to sell them. And then they kind of guided us. They told them, okay, you have to go to the health department, you know, what to do. So there we were at Selma and Cahuenga, you know, selling the pupusas. And I remember being, you know, in Hollywood and Selma, nobody knew what a pupusa was back then. For the first time, I heard people that were vegetarian. I'm like, what? There's people that eat no meat? I never thought there was, I thought everybody in the world eating meat. Because, you know, like, we, in my country, back then, you know, I thought everybody eat meat. I was, you know, like, maybe like 12 years old back then. When we started with the original pupusa, which it was a loroco and cheese. And it was like the pork and cheese and the bean and cheese. But there was people like, you don't have chicken? We're like, no, you know. But and then so we started, you know, making up, you know, like the chicken. And then we started the vegetarians, you know, we started like the spinach and cheese. And then we started like, you know, so we were there and, you know, giving out samples to the people. Once you know, you know, we started making the vegan option, you know, because there's people that were vegan too, which I learned that when I was there. And then we came in Los Angeles Times because it was something new for everybody. And then we, at Channel 28, you know, I took over the interview. My mom didn't know, you know, my English was better than my mom. My mom didn't know anything. So, you know, it was so awesome, you know, that I was with the first ones and the original ones to introduce pupusas to the farmer's market and to people from other countries. They were missing out. Because once you try a pupusa, you get hooked and you just, you're not, you're going to want them all the time. You know, they're good every time of the day. So after that, you know, I started my own in 2007. I told my mom, you know, like, I want to do this for me. So I started in Atwater Village Farmers Market. I talked to the manager, like, you want to do market? I got market for you. So I started my own in 2007. And then I do Echo Park. I started doing Silver Lake, you know. And yeah, it was just an honor. I could say, you know, we are the original one that introduced pupusas to the farmers market. Nobody back then knew what a pupusa was. And I'm so honored that, you know, for my culture, for my food, that I was able to introduce it to people from all over the world.
Absolutely. And Delmi's pupusas, I have to say, after trying a couple dozen different pupusas in the LA County, yours are hands down the most delicious I've ever had. And I think it has a lot to do with, of course, the love that you have for the food and also the ingredients that you use. You're very particular about the ingredients that you put in your food. Can you tell us a bit more about your process?
Yes. So, you know, they're made with fresh ingredients from the farmer's market. I get all the ingredients from the farmer's market. I think at the farmer's market, you know, we're a family, you know, my business is, you guys are part of my family. So I want to make sure that you guys eat nothing but the best. The best ingredients.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. And then you actually also, before COVID, you were making your rounds in the festivals around LA. You went to Coachella Festival and you brought the pupusas to the folks there. You were at FYF, at Flog Now. How's that different from doing farmers market, and how did you get involved with the festivals?
Oh my God, it's so different. So I'm here in Atwater Village on a Sunday morning and doing my pupusas. And here comes a customer, one of my customers. He's like, do you do events? I'm like, yeah, I do catering. So I said, well, I have like this musical. I thought he was going to be like, you know, playing the guitar. And I was going to be sitting in my little booth and with my pupusas, you know, and he was going to be playing. It was FYF in 2013. It was my first big musical event. I took pupusas to Coachella, and it's just an honor because I was able also to introduce our pupusas to Coachella because I'm the first one and only one to take pupusas to Coachella. So it was just like an honor, you know. It was Absolutely. Like, honestly, between me and you, like, I want to write a book about Coachella. The scene, what goes behind Coachella, it's so much work. Like, it's a lot. You know, as a vendor, being able to be there, like, it's a lot of work. And it's just like, I cry. You know, like, it was like, you know, it's not easy, but I want to write a book. I'm not talk a lot about that, so I could write a book about it. But I mean, being a Coachella is just an honor because I train also pupusa. Like the kids, it's mostly a Coachella, mostly young kids. You know, they don't know what a pupusa was. So I was able to explain what a pupusa was and also like it trained them. And oh my God, so first I had two locations. Once you know, I got three locations. Once you know, I have each year, four locations, campground, wow. VIP. I was in the general area and it was just so awesome, you know, be able to, you know, just run and, you know, seeing all this line of all these people trying to, our pupusa, our culture, a piece of my country, a piece of, you know, the love, you know, for my country. So people could know it was just an honor being there. And then, of course, I did One Love Reggae in Long Beach, Smoke Me Out, Smoke Me Groove. I done, you know, FYF. I mean, I done Camp Lagna. And I mean, they wanted to have me like in every single, I think one year they're like 40 different events. It's like, wow. I did like two different events in one year and it was just amazing. You know, I'm just so honored, you know, to be Salvadoreña. You know, I'm honored, you know, to be able to share my food. Yes. And being Latina.
You have been able to hit a lot of different parts of business in regards to catering, farmers market, festivals, and a brick and mortar, and have been absolutely successful in all of it. And congratulations. That's a huge, huge deal. Is there something that has surprised you about being in the food industry?
Oh, my God. Yes. Well, one of the things that also I was doing catering. So one of the caterings, they hired me for this catering. I said, Ruth, I want to show you. I was making this food for all these people that were actors. And she, I didn't even know she was a writer. And they said, Ruth, like, they talk about you. And I'm like, so she's like, listen to this tape, you know. That's it. And so I'm talking about Transparent. I'm not sure if you was, you know, Transparent. It's an Amazon. And, they talk about me. Oh, I don't want to move to the west side because of the pupusa lady in the east side. And like, they're talking about you. And also I was, oh my God. So I was surprised, you know, about that. And I always, I remember when I was a little girl too, being in high school, I did a little drama show called Homie the Clown. And I love the drama, you know, the theater and all that stuff. But my mom is like, oh no, she didn't want me to do it, you know. But to my surprise is that they wrote me in the script. So Transparent, you know, this different seasons, and they wrote me in the script. And they're like, Ruth, you know, I was catering also. They had a, you know, one of the writers, Micah, of the show, and also Gio, they're the writers of Transparent. And so Micah wrote me in the script. And they're like, Ruth, so you're going to be on the show. And I was like, okay, yes, I'm going to be in the show. So once you know, I had like 10 different people calling me, the you know, the wardrobe. I mean, all these people calling me. And it was like, you know, once I'm there, you know, it sign here and sign here. And it was just like, literally like, you know, it was a surprise for me because there's a lot of people that they go to school to be able to, you know, be in the movie or and they don't even, sometimes they don't even make it, you know? And mm-hmm. So once I'm there, you know, I mean, every line I'm there, and it was just, I lived my American dream. I just want to say, you know, to everybody that's listening to us, never to give up, you know, because you never know when your dream's going to come true. When you just less expect it, it comes. And it was a surprise for me because I even have a stack card. And
you're legit. You're an official big deal in Hollywood. And speaking of, you've already had your TV debut and you're actually moved on to your second big role. Can you tell us? Can you tell us a little bit about what we should be expecting you in coming up?
Yeah. So now we should be expecting in this month of February. There's another. They call me again. You know, and there's another show called The Mayans. So I'm also going to be there, and, you know, I'm just going to leave it like a little surprise, but I'm in the show, The Mayans. So, you know, it's just an honor, you know, it's just an honor and, you know, first being a child of God and, you know, for all these opportunities that, you know, the God and he have come my way. It makes me feel so happy and so honored because, of, you know, I come from a very, very humble family. I mean, I came barefooted to this country and I could say, wow, you know, where I am now. I'm so thankful to God and to you guys because I wouldn't be able to have done it. I'm thankful, God, to my mom and you, Karen, being supporting and everybody. So I just want to say thank you. You know?
Absolutely. And I can already see it in my mind's eye. Like, you're going to have a show like on the Food Channel or something like that. And you're going to be teaching the world how to make delicious pupusas, panes con pollo, plátanos, like all of it. And then you're going to be able to write your book, not just about Coachella, but like your recipes, like, you know, from our mouth to the God is his ears.
Yes.
I'm very, very excited for what the future holds. And, I know restaurants in particular have been hit hard by this pandemic. Can you tell us a bit about some of the struggles that you've faced in the meantime and how the community has showed up?
Yes, some of the struggles I've been having is that knowing people like to order. Like sometimes I've been used because of the pandemic, I started using my cell phone. And sometimes, you know, I don't get like, you know, because of the reception, I don't get the order on time. And And so I've been struggling with that a little bit. But also, you know, with what happened, a lot of my customers in the past, they will tell me, Ruth, you know, why don't you freeze your pupusas? You should freeze them because it's always good to have them in the freezer. And I'm like, I would just listen, but I wouldn't do it. So because of the pandemic, I actually have farmer's market, and my farmer's market, we're back, but we cannot do them fresh at the grill. They have to be prepackaged. So this thing actually was like kind of like a good and a bad thing. The good side of it is that now I have my pupusas frozen. So now you could just have them in your freezer and it will last you a month. So that's a good thing, because I did it first, like I tried it myself and how was it going to taste? And thank God they were so good. So that's the good thing about it. So, you know, and it was like, I want to say it was kind of like a reset button for all of us, because I was just like working like back to back. I wouldn't, yes, Ruth, this event. Yes, Ruth, this catering. Yes, I would never say no to work. And I mean, and I want to encourage everybody too, when it comes to work, you know, always say yes, you know, because it will, like, don't give up, you know. God is amazing and he will give you the strength. And and then the bad thing is that, you know, at the restaurant, you know, since we have a bar, we kind of had to close it. So, you know, business has decreased at the restaurant. But overall, you know, I just, like I say, right now it's not about making money. It's about surviving. And I thank God and all my customers, especially you, Karen, you've been so supportive to me. You're always there with your orders. So thank you so much. And to all my customers, you know, they've been supportive to me. Like I say, you know, my customers, you know, we're just like a big family. Kids call me auntie, you know, cousins. It's just, we're just like a big family, you know, at my restaurant and at the farmer's market. So thank you for all the community that's been supportive to me during this time.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad that you mentioned that you were actually hesitant to freeze your pupusas, because you were like so set on making sure that they were fresh. But, you know, innovation happens sometimes because we absolutely need to. Yeah. So it's like, as much as we don't want to, innovation must happen sometimes to make sure that we keep going. So that's a really interesting, interesting frame of thought, because I personally, speaking of my orders, I usually buy some for like, okay, I'm going to eat two right now, but I'm going to eat two later, and then I'm probably going to eat two again, like for breakfast in a couple of days. So I was already putting them in my fridge. Yeah. So full disclosure, I already knew they were delicious after a couple of days. What other dishes are you serving over at Delmi's?
I also do being in the food industry, you know, I actually, a lot of my customers are like, Ruth, do you have anything with breakfast? So I, you know, I'm out at the farmer's market, right? I have the eggs and everything. So I'm also serving a breakfast pupusa. So I came out with this idea, you know, back then. And so I serve a breakfast pupusa, which we use eggs from the farmer's market. Oh my God. If I want to encourage everybody, if they have a pupusa, get an egg. Over easy is the best, you know, put on your pupusa. So we do that. We do the breakfast pupusa. I also have like a sexy pupusa. So it was
Miguel, you know, loves that one.
Like, Ruth, you have to do something that you only do. Oh, he likes it. Yes. So it's like, you know, it's a pupusa of your choice. You know, you get chicken, steak, platano fritos. And it's just like kind of like, it's so good, you know, because it's a combination of like, I want to say Mexican culture with like a Salvadorian culture. They kind of got together, and it's so good because the pupusa, you know, it's like it's like a tortilla stuff inside, so you kind of like use it and you got all the good stuff. I also do besides that, I have platano fritos con frijoles, you know. I also do that at the restaurant sometimes. I do tamales. I do the Salvadoran tamales too. Like, I like to surprise once in, you know, for Christmas I did it, so once in a while I like to surprise my customer with some tamales too.
What has been some great advice that you've received before?
So one of the greatest advices I actually received was actually from my pastor at my church. When I was looking for a restaurant, for a place, everybody wanted like $500,000. And it was just so much money to invest. And I remember my pastor, he told me, you know, whatever is going to be yours, just keep in mind, it's going to be your price, your rules. And, you know, with that faith, you know, with that faith, I just waited. And once you know, like, this place where I am now, I literally just walked in with my staff. I didn't have to invest. I told, you know, that the owner, you know what, I'm going to make my own rules. Like, And I had one of my customers that is an attorney. I didn't even have to pay. My customer told me, one of my family customers, he's like, Ruth, whenever you get a restaurant, I'm going to help you. So
I love it.
So the time has come, and I remember telling him, like, I have this location. And he's like, well, he's, what do you send me everything? And he actually put rules. And I remember when I met with the owner, he's like, well, this is my rules. And he's like, okay. So he just signed them. Wow. So I was like, wow, you know, so that's one of the advices, you know, whatever's going to be yours, you know, it's going to be your price. I mean, your rules. That's how I got my place. Also, you know, never to give up, you know, when it comes, you know, to work, you know, I always say yes. So always, you know, do your best and always with love. I have a daughter, you know, she's actually, a USC, and it was a little girl when I had her working with me. And I remember she was salutatorian from elementary, and then from junior high, she was valedictorian. I mean, and then high school comes, and, you know, with all the respect, right? She's like, Mom, she's in anger. She's, Mom, you know, with all the respect, she's like, Mom, all these Asian people and all these white people, they're so smart. You know, she's a Latina, right? And I'm like, baby, who are you? You're the child of God, you know? So it doesn't matter, you know, where are you from? You know, just you're a child of God. And I told my daughter, just don't give up. And so my daughter, you know, ninth grade. Once, you know, in 10th grade, she's like, Mom, I have to take like 4 AP classes. And I remember her advisor didn't want her to give her the, it's going to be too much for you. And the advisor told her, but I'm like, no, I, you know, that, you know, that, you know, I got involved in this, you know, in the school, and she got her 4 AP classes. Then she got 12th grade. She was all AP classes. And look at my daughter, you know, just to make a long story short, she was valedictorian.
Amazing. She's in med school now at USC, right?
Yeah. She's at USC, second year, straight A's. But I want to say, you know, she was the number one out of 420 students. She's like, in her speech, she said, yo estoy representando los Latinos, el sueño de los abuelitos, you know, which is a beautiful speech. And like my daughter, she never gave up. She wouldn't, people's like, you don't have a life. And my daughter says, yes, I did have a life. You know, she was also like the varsity team, you know, she was a coach. But I'm just saying this little story because I motivate my daughter. She said that I was her motivation. I took her to work. You know, she was to Coachella. She was in downtown LA getting propane with me, and, you know, at the store. So she's like, Mom, you were my motivation, you know, for me to go to school. And she's 80,000 school. I only pay like not even 10,000 because she has all these grants and all, you know, so all these scholarships because, you know, she saw her potential. And she says, Mom, you know, not too long ago, they had to share a story. The kids, the sacrifices their parents did. And some say, oh, well, I went to, you know, AA, whatever, you know, strip where you go for anonymous alcoholic. And some of the kids share the story saying, oh, you know, well, my parents had to put me in a after school program. And then my daughter shared her story when I had to cross the border, when I came to this country, and how hard I have worked. And then now I have a restaurant. Everybody's like, well, wow. Everybody was so impressed with my daughter's story, you know? Yeah. Everybody was shocked. What's the name of your mom's restaurant? And she was like, I'm so happy, you know, that I was able to motivate my daughter. And I hope that I motivate other people that want to start a business, you know, not to give up, you know. Yeah, you're going to work hard, but just don't give up, you know? And like, absolutely. Yeah.
So. I love that. So, after sharing that story, can you share a little bit with our listeners what success means to you?
Success is, you know, success for me is doing what you love. It's doing what you love because my daughter comes to me and she said, Mom, I'm going to change. I'm going to do this. I said, baby, your work is going to be your other family. So it's going to be your other home. So you do what you love. So for me, success is doing what you love because that's your other family. And it makes you happy when you go to your, you don't want to go to the, oh, I don't want to go to work today. No, you go for what you like, go for what you love. And, you know, because that's going to be your other home. That's going to be your other family. So for me, success is doing what you love.
I love that. That's, you're absolutely right. And I love the way your outlook in life. It's something that I appreciate. And I can tell that you really do love your work, which is not something a lot of people can say, right? So Ruth, can you tell the listeners what's the best way to support you over at Delmi's Pupusas and the best way to support your business?
Well, the best way to support me is actually, you know, ordering pupusas. And also, you know, not only, it's always nice to kind of go and post pictures on Instagram. I would like more followers at Delmi's Pupusas, you know, because a lot of, you know, more followers, more people knows about it because I have such a good product. But I really started with Instagram not too long ago. So I didn't know, you know, social media back then, how good, how important it is. So just to support me by, if they go and buy a pupusa, kind of take a picture, you know, tag me. It will be nice so other people can know how good, you know, my stuff is. So I think that would be a good way that I would like to get supported by taking a picture and just posting it and ordering pupusas, whether, you know, like Tuesdays through, right now because of the pandemic, we're all closed Mondays, but we're there Tuesdays through Sundays. And I've been using my personal cell phone. I have faith things are going to get better, but I didn't. That's the only way that I was able to keep my, you know, business alive, by using my cell phone. But sometimes, you know, I say, just be patient with me. If I get a text, you know, be a little patient. But I would like that from our listeners, you know, to share their pictures with their food and their love.
Absolutely. Yeah. And yeah, once things open up again, you'll be back at all the farmers market as regular. You'll be back at the festival. So people will get to see you all over Southern California. So if anyone's listening that's out of state or out of the country, you could still follow and support. So when you make it to LA one day, because I know everyone wants to come visit, you can stop by and have some delicious pupusas, plátanos, agua frescas. Everything really is so delicious. And we're getting close to that time, Ruth. And I want to know, is there something you're loving right now that you would want to give cinco estrellas to?
Your show. You know, I like your show. I like what you're doing, you know, bringing the Latinas, you know, we need this. We need more, you know, this podcast, you know, especially coming from a Latina. You know, I think I'm so like, I see you and it's like, wow, you know, like I'm so honored, you know, being in your show. And I will give you 5 stars. You're amazing.
Oh, Ruth, I really wasn't fishing for a compliment, but thank you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to have to be a guest on your TV show one day. We're going to be on TV showing the people how to make pupusas, you the professional and me the novice, kind of like tripping over myself, trying to make things look good. And then we'll talk about how, remember back in the day, I used to order 12 pupusas at a time.
Yes, you know, and a lot of people, you know, like your personality is so great too, but like you said, a lot of people says Ruth is not only your pupusa, but it's also you, you know. We
keep coming back for you and the delicious food is just like a cherry on top.
Oh, thank you so much, Karen. It was an honor, you know, being in your show today.
You know what? I adore you. And are there any last words for the listeners? any last words that you would like to leave us off with?
Well, let's just not forget our raíces, you know, where we came from. Never stop being who you are, because if you stop being who you are, it won't be you no more. And just not to give up on your dreams. You know, everything is possible. First is God and faith, and everything is possible, you know. So put your mind into it and don't give up, and you'll get there.
Be sure to follow at Team Data on all social platforms. That's at TEAMDAYDA. I'd love to hear your feedback and any topics you'd be interested in hearing. We can send your emails to hello@teamdata.com. Be sure to listen in every Wednesday on your favorite podcast platform, including YouTube, for those who appreciate closed captions. Gentle reminder to rate and review the podcast. 5 stars only. Thanks, friends, fans, and fam. Until next time.